Sioux City Council members asked the city attorney yesterday to rework a proposed noise ordinance after some local bar owners said it would hurt their businesses. There was also some confusion about whether that ordinance would also apply to bars that play music on their own patios and even indoor events that would generate noise. At its last regular meeting, the council voted 3-1 to move forward the ordinance, which would require organizers to scale back the length of outdoor events generating noise to 11 p.m. Currently, city staff are allowed to issue sound permits for activities until 1:30 a.m. The Environmental Services Department and Sioux City Environmental Advisory Board have unveiled a new Sioux City Transit bus wrap today. It features graphics reminding citizens to recycle. The bus wrap is the latest in a series of promotional items the EAB has created to bring awareness to the importance of recycling and to remind residents that their efforts make a difference. The Trump administration has been generous with waivers that exempt small oil refineries from putting ethanol in their products. Last week, it granted 31. A law called the Renewable Fuel Standard dictates how much ethanol gets blended into the nation's gasoline. Under it, a refinery can request a waiver by claiming the ethanol requirements would create a business hardship. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says he was shocked to see the EPA did deny some requests, but he's skeptical all the ones granted were truly needed.
And we need transparency of the rationale for these waivers.
Grassley says companies that get public assistance should not be allowed to hide behind claims of proprietary information. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.